That's a really good.
We totally need to do that, Alex.
We just
like, we can bug our own apartment.
I want to like do that secretively in a way that doesn't make any sense but sounds fun. Like we can pretend we're bugging someone else's apartment.
You want to go up to him on me?
I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about.
You could do it one day while I'm at work.
I don't know how to bug an apartment. Are you kidding?
That's true.
You would probably need my AV skills.
Yeah. I'm sure you're the one who could bug an apartment.
That's probably true. I would have to actually order the equipment, though.
Yeah. Or we could just, you know, record when we're talking to each other occasionally.
That's true. We could just do that. But no. So, like, yeah. Okay. So this verse, right? We're like, why am I repeating myself a billion times? Hang on.
So the point is that Tim,
yes,
likes to attach himself to people.
Yes, he does.
And we were talking about Timfinity, and like that. I have read some fics where he attaches to Lex.
Yes,
but probably like DCU Lex.
Right.
Was those fics?
Right. So I was saying, like, what would happen if Tim became obsessed with, like, Smallville Lex?
We don't know how that would happen.
Universe!
That's always a problem with my not fix. I know the middle and the end. It's the beginning I'm a little shaky on a lot of the time. Anyway.
Whatever. Anyway, yeah, so, but, I mean, how did he become obsessed with Batman?
He went to a circus performance and saw
Right. He was at Dick's. Oh. Whatever. So something happened in his childhood instead of being at that circus performance where he, like, somehow got attached to Lex.
Whatever.
And this is Smallville Lex, right? Not, like, crazy mad scientist Lex. And so...
Not that Smallville Lex is, like, saner exactly, but...
He's saner in a different way.
Well, it depends who you're talking about. He's saner in a different way?
Shut up!
Yeah, no, he's definitely not the same kind of insane.
No.
I will totally agree to that.
He's less overtly insane, I think.
Most of the time.
We're not counting all the times when he's been, like...
Drugged
or whatever.
Well, obviously.
Yeah.
But no.
The point stands. Anyway.
Smallville Lex.
Tim attaches himself to, like, Smallville Lex. And I was saying, like, how terrifying would that be? Like, a Tim who has basically been, like, raised and trained by Smallville Lex Luthor.
Actually, it'd be way more terrifying if it was not Smallville Lex Luthor.
That is true. But still, they take over the world!
Valid.
So then, I was talking about, like, man, if Tim was not, like, part of the Teen Titans and he was raised by Lex, then, like, think about it. Clark is Lex's nemesis, so then Khan would be Tim's nemesis, and it would be so beautiful!
Would they just, like, do that? Are there villains who have sidekicks? Like, has that ever happened? Is there, like, a sidekick versus sidekick thing? I can't really think of that.
I don't know if there is, but there really should be.
It
makes sense in, like, superhero trope way.
It does. It's just, like, also kind of silly. But I mean,
yes, but in a totally superhero sort of way.
Like, that is not... Yeah, I mean, obviously. Yeah.
So anyway, if a superhero had a sidekick, then like, or a supervillain had a sidekick, then like, clearly the sidekick's nemesis would be the villain's nemesis.
Right. Somehow that would sort of just happen.
Yeah, it would totally happen. So then Alex brought up, but Tim would totally just like beat Khan because like,
right.
Khan is like, I punched up, and Tim would just be way too smart for that. So, but then we realized that, like, Smallville Lex does not actually want to kill Clark.
Right, that is my general, I have a lot of Smallville headcanon.
Alex has all of the Smallville headcanon. So much Smallville headcanon.
Anyway, so it's just generally, like, there is definitely a point sometime where Lex thinks he wants to kill Clark, but he is, like, subconsciously sabotaging himself.
Right.
This is partly because, like, if he weren't, he's definitely smart enough and has enough resources to actually kill him. So, but, you know, also, like, that totally makes sense for Smallville. Lex.
Right,
he wouldn't really want to.
He doesn't actually want to kill Clark.
Obviously.
He's way too in love with him for that. So, So anyway, so Tim, whether Lex meant to teach it to him or not, Tim would obviously, before too long, pick up on the fact that, oh, Lex doesn't actually want to kill Clark. So, therefore, our objective is not to actually defeat the super family, but to just, like, get in their way and basically just, like, be annoying.
Yeah, pretty much just be annoying.
Be annoying, right. So, but the problem is, Tim would get bored with that so quickly. Like,
yeah, because, so at some point, Tim would start, like, somehow kidnapping or, like, attacking Khan in a way that was framed in order to teach Khan how to be better at using his superpowers and generally
basically
not
he's like,
being captured and stuff.
Basically, he's, like, stealth training him to be better, so he has, like, a better opponent to fight. Kind of in, like, Megamind style.
Does that happen in Megamind?
Well, he creates a superhero to fight him. So, but, like,
Megamind is great.
I know, it's a really great film.
Anyway.
That film is, like, so relevant to our interests. But anyway, so he, like, starts subtly training Khan so he has, like, a more worthy opponent to fight. Basically. And then it would take a while, but, like, probably quite a while.
Yeah.
But, like, eventually, I mean, Khan can be pretty dense, but eventually Tim would just get, like, so overt with his training that Khan would just be like, wait a minute. And I think that, like, in his mind, like, we're talking about, like, the relationships, because, like, Tim is not actually a sociopath. Like, he still needs relationships with people, even if he's, like, a total weirdo about it. So, if he didn't have, like, the Titans and the Bat family, then, like, being essentially, like, raised by Lex Luthor, like, that would, I don't think he would actually have many, like, peers.
Yeah, well, I was, like, wondering about that, because it could be fun if they were going to school together, but they probably wouldn't be going to school together.
Ooh. Maybe if they were both in Metropolis.
Right. I just, like, I don't know why Khan would be... I mean, I guess if Clark was, like, somehow less of a dick and didn't just be like, go live with my mom.
We can pretend that Clark is not being a douche nozzle and didn't send him to Smallville.
Right. And then they could be going to the same school. Right. And then, like, obviously, like, so Khan would certainly know that Tim was his enemy, but would have to pretend not to know, because he would think that Tim
didn't know
that he was Superboy, but Tim totally would, obviously.
Right, obviously, because he's fucking Tim. But I think...
And then Tim would, like, stalk him, but, like, somehow they would end up being friends, sort of.
Right, because, like, the thing is, I think Tim would, like, not having a group like the Titans to hang out with, like, Tim, I think, would totally dismiss most of the kids his age as being
Yeah, or he'd just be so, like, fake with them.
Yeah, I don't think he would, like, consider hardly any of them to be, like, worthy of being his friend, basically.
Yeah.
And so he would, knowing that, like, Khan was actually, like, his nemesis, he would be like, here is somebody who is possibly worthy of my friendship. So he would, like...
Think it that way. Attention.
Yes, that's right. Attention. He would not phrase it as friendship. He would think about it as attention. But, like, fighting him, he'd be like, I know you. Like, even if they didn't actually talk at school, like, he'd be like, I'm fighting you. I'm, like, subtly training you. I, like, understand you. And he would, like, kind of, like, conflate this with, like, a relationship in his mind, even if it, like, only existed there. So, the natural extension of that is that he would start, like, stalking him at school.
Right. And see, the thing is also, like, Tim would know that Khan knew it was him, but Tim would also know that Khan didn't think he knew that it was him. You know what I'm saying.
I know exactly what you're saying. It would be a whole superhero identity porn thing.
But, so, like, Tim would know that Khan couldn't admit that he knew that Tim was evil or whatever. So, he could, with that security, try to talk to him.
Right.
And possibly they would somehow accidentally, in a kind of, like, Khan has to pretend that he doesn't know things,
right,
end up sort of being fake friends in a way that would turn into weird, a real friendship.
Exactly, exactly. In a, like...
And at the same time as that whole training thing would happen. But Tim... Khan would never realize that Tim knew.
No, no. Khan, Khan would take forever to catch on.
Because
forever.
Tim is actually good at, like... I mean... Yeah,
obviously. Yeah, Tim is great at A, deception and like pretending shit.
Right.
And
so
B,
Tim would probably have to come up with some kind of pretense for why he started talking to Khan.
Yeah.
But he could do that.
He would never do something so like banal as like tutoring, because he would never let himself appear stupid.
But yeah. Well, I'm
maybe he would offer to tutor Khan,
possibly, or kind of somehow arrange for the teachers to arrange for them to tutor Khan.
I would not put that past him,
because that'd be way subtler,
right?
And he could do that.
He could totally do that. He'd like manipulate their math teacher into being like, "So you want me to tutor Connor in algebra?"
But not with hypnosis, which that kind of made it sound like some other way.
Yeah, right. Not hypnosis. Right. Yeah, so then they would be like fake friends, and then at the same time they're like, when they're like out of their like superhero supervillain identities, and then when they're like in them, I don't know, would Tim have, like, Lex doesn't really have, like, a, like, supervillain identity.
No, he's so just, I assume Tim would not either. I can't really, I mean, I don't know, but that's weird, because he sort of feels like he should, doesn't he?
He kind of feels like he should, because, you know, otherwise...
Lex is just so not into that, though.
No, it's true. I don't know, I mean, Lex has managed without all those years. I mean, he's able to, like, get away with shit, so presumably he would do something where, like, Lex would continue to do what he's doing, it's just that, like, Tim would help him.
Right. Presumably.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's just, like, it with Tim and his identities thing, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think he would have an identity in the costume-y sort of way.
But I don't think that just because he doesn't have, like, an actual, like, name and costume...
Oh, no, he'd
costume,
have, like, a persona.
Doesn't absolutely mean... Yeah, he would still, in a way that Lex doesn't, he would totally, like, subtly adopt different personas.
Yeah.
To fit the situation.
Definitely he would think about it in a way that Lex doesn't.
Right. Right, because that's just who Tim is, regardless of Batman or...
Whatever, yes.
Yeah, that's completely just who Tim is. So... Yeah, so, like, Tim would definitely, like, consciously, like, think about, like, his image at school and stuff, and, like...
Totally. Which, I mean, like, I'm just saying, like, I think Smallville Lex is definitely a guy who is good at manipulating image. Like,
yeah,
that's gonna be... But he doesn't divide it into fake people.
Right.
He does it in a way, you know, he thinks about it more organically.
Exactly, exactly. I think... Yeah, Lex thinks about it more organically, you're right. And, like, Tim would be much more, like, boxy about it.
Exactly.
And like, just, and would take that, what Lex does, and just, like, compartmentalize everything.
Exactly. Exactly.
And so,
and some of it would be, like, he'd definitely start out being like, okay, I'm going to, like, pretend to be friends with Connor at school. And
right.
Then
and then he would be like, except I don't have any other real friends, and start to, like, against, possibly against his will, like, develop, like, genuine affection for him.
Right.
And then, yeah.
Yeah, and if I could come up with plots, this would probably culminate in something where, like, well, okay, so possibly the whole training thing would start a little bit... as a, like, I am bored.
Right.
And then intensify as they started to become actual friends.
Right.
And Khan fighting someone else got into some trouble.
Oh, yes!
So it was actually a protective thing.
Yeah, he was fighting, like, Deathstroke or something.
Is that someone that super people fight? Whatever, I don't know. Somebody. Sure. I don't care.
Yeah, pretty sure.
I don't really remember who that is.
Deathstroke
so.
Is the dude that Deadpool's date based on in Marvelverse.
Okay.
He's, like, the assassin dude.
No, yeah,
all, like,
that's fine. Whatever.
Somebody. Anyway,
somebody
sorry.
Dangerous or whatever.
Yeah. Somebody legitimately dangerous. Anyway.
Whoever.
Yeah. Right. And then, like, he, like, almost got hurt or something, or, like, did get a little bit hurt, or...
And then someone had to, like, Clark, presumably, had to, like, rescue him or whatever.
Right.
I don't know.
Right.
So, yeah, like, and then it would sort of become more motivated by actual concern.
Right. Because, like, because...
And see, I don't know.
But at this point, like, Tim knows that, like, he's not gonna kill Khan, but, like, he doesn't want anybody else to kill Khan.
Okay, that's legit, too. Because that's, like, a thing that yeah. That's a very supervillain thing.
Exactly.
I'm just, okay, so I'm kind of wondering, because I know that, like, definitely, like, if Lex were doing this, he would be, like, repress some of that stuff. See, I don't know whether Tim would.
Again, I don't think Tim would repress it. I think he would compartmentalize it. He right. might rationalize some of it.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what I meant. Like, because I think at this, at some point where he's like, he would feel genuinely worried about Khan.
Right.
And not quite want to admit to feeling that.
Right, he would
and
rationalize
he has a couple
it.
Other different reasons exactly. for doing that.
He would rationalize that by being like, you know, well, I mean, I've invested all this time and energy in training him, like, and nobody else is up to my standards, so, like, and it would take so much time and energy to train somebody else. So,
totally.
So clearly, I mean, I can't let all this work go to waste now.
Yeah. And then, okay, so then in the situation where they're friends at
right.
school, like, Tim is doing a whole thing where he's acting the way he knows a friend should act.
Right.
And doing it well, and it's kind of thinks of it as faking, but it sort of becomes less and less faking.
Right, like...
Meanwhile, Connor is so confused.
Over on Khan's side of things, Connor is just all of the confused, because, like, he assumed he...
Because he starts off this, like, I have to not act like I know anything.
Right.
He's not... He's kind of bad at that, but he's not... He's not as bad a liar as Clark.
No,
for example.
He's not nearly as bad a liar as Clark.
It's
I mean,
barely possible to be as bad a liar as Clark.
Truth. Oh my god. Clark, honey, you fail so hard at that.
So, like, he's not like. He kind of definitely, like, looks at him weird occasionally without a reason.
Right.
But, like,
right.
he's not. But, overtly, but he's sort of, like, acting like, oh, you're just some guy at school.
Yeah.
But then he's increasingly, like, but this dude seems genuinely nice, what's going on?
Yeah, right. And, like, and I think he would, like, knowing Tim, I mean, he doesn't know that Tim knows who he is.
Right.
So
he doesn't know that Tim has any particular motive
right.
to be friends with him.
He doesn't know what Tim's agenda is. He just, I mean, he would go into it, I think, being like, oh, this is just a happy coincidence chance for me to, like, study my enemy or whatever. Like,
right.
And, but then, like...
Although, that's not exactly a Connor thing to
not,
say.
Not study my enemy, but, like, you know, but he's like,
well, I guess
hey.
I can, like, watch him
yeah.
a bit.
Yeah, right.
And,
he's like, hey!
This is a total random thing that is instigated by a teacher.
Yes, exactly. So, It's totally a coincidence, and, like,
right.
and, like, clearly, you know, maybe I'll just, like, you know, whatever, like, maybe I'll learn something that'll help me in a fight.
Yeah, or something.
Yeah, I don't know. So, but then as it went on, he'd be like, well, he seems like he likes me. Why does he like me? What's going on? Wait. But I feel bad now. Like, what's going on? But he doesn't know that I keep fighting him. And what's happening?
Oh, gosh.
Tim would be freaking out. Like, you would just... Khan. Sorry, yes, Khan. Connor would be... Tim never freaks out. Connor would be freaking out. It would just be like... No, like, but not in a really, like explicit, like,
No.
But in like a,
just like
in like a
brain.
Yeah, no, but in like a like brain twisty, I do not understand sort of way.
Okay.
And yeah. Yeah. And so he would just like. And meanwhile, Connor in this universe is presumably still part of the Titans.
I guess. I don't know. The thing is, like, I feel like this universe requires something where Connor works much more with Superman. Because, like, in the comics, he works, like, almost exclusively with the Titans.
That's true. Because, that's because Clark is a dick.
No, absolutely. But just for our setup.
Yeah, we for need our setup, you're right. Lex he needs to be more truly Superman's sidekick.
Totally.
In a way that he
just, like, really
isn't in the comics, where he's more, like, loosely affiliated with Superman.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, by chance of genetics, basically.
Yeah. So, I mean,
but I think
that would be a less important part of his life, and I think the story would work better if he actually wasn't at all.
I suppose that's true. But I was gonna say, like, he could still be, like, friends with the other Titans, because, like,
in a sort of, like, less close way.
Right.
Yeah.
But I could totally see him, like, you know, talking to them and being like, yeah, so, Lex Luthor's, like, you know, protege is, like, becoming friends with me at school, and I don't know what's going on, guys. Like, he likes me. What do I do?
See, the thing is, I can't picture the Titans without Tim.
But there were, I mean, like, Dick was, there was like,
the earlier Titans, but, like, their Titans. I don't know. I think it would work definitely if, like, if Khan was just, like, friends
yeah,
with
Yeah, even
Bart
if he,
or
yeah,
something.
Or friends with, like, Bart and Cassie or something.
Right. In a kind of, like, network of sidekicks, yeah,
exactly,
rather than, like...
Exactly, and less of a, like, formal, like, we go to the Titan Tower every Saturday,
right,
kind of way.
Because, like, also, it just kind of works better if, like, Khan doesn't have close relations with people either.
Right, right. But if he, but, you know, like, has somebody to, like, call and talk on the phone with who, like, know his identity.
Right.
Like, you know, I could totally picture, like, him chatting about this with Bart.
Right, like, also he couldn't talk to Clark about it, because Clark would just be like, Luther's evil.
Yeah, right.
Or something. Yeah. I don't even know.
Yeah. Yeah. Clark would just be like,
he might seem nice, but you can't trust
yeah,
him.
Yeah, you and can't trust him, Connor,
oh.
Because Luthers are so sneaky.
I don't know.
Alex is making this face, you guys.
That's actually the Clark who is not particularly grown up, but whatever.
Yeah, but I feel like most Clarks that have not matured to the point of, like, a relationship with Lex are gonna be,
that's,
like...
I mean, yeah. Small, yeah, I don't know.
That's a thing that Clark does. Most Clarks do.
Yeah. Which was just, like, I mean, you know, in a way he is right in the situation, and in a way he is wrong, but the fact is that is not at all helpful either way.
Right, exactly, exactly. So, like, yeah, I mean, like, he could totally, you know, just, like, go to, like, say, Bart or Cassie for advice, and they'd just
I
be
don't
like,
know what they would say.
I have no idea what they would say. I don't know. I don't know, they'd probably be like,
well,
like,
I could not deign to predict what, deign is not the right word. Bart is incredibly unpredictable. I would not reach to imagining how his brain works.
Yeah,
so,
I feel like Cassie would probably be like, well, Khan, if he doesn't know your identity, then I can't, you know, then, like, I wouldn't, if he doesn't know your identity, then he's probably being genuine, but at the same time, I would be wary, because, you know, Clark's right, you can't trust Luthers.
Or something.
I don't know. Something like that. But anyway, yeah.
Possibly she would phrase it in a way that was reasonable instead of that thing about Luthers.
Right.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I feel like Cassie would be more likely to, like, take Clark's side on that about the whole, like...
Well, but she wouldn't say, like, she would say, you can't trust him because of how he has actually, you know,
right,
captured you in that.
Exactly.
Not...
Exactly. Not, he's a Luther.
Or whatever.
Yeah. Whatever, Clark.
Anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, right. Like, Bart, meanwhile...
Yeah. Bart's running off in a circle, and we don't know what he's doing.
I don't know. He would probably say something weird. That's the best I can do. We should ask Kat.
Ask somebody strange for what he would do. I don't know. But, like, yeah, so...
Bart seems fairly sort of...
The wall. And...
Like, it's possible that, see, again, this is like, if I were a person who wrote things, I could maybe come up with this. But,
yeah,
like, it's possible that Bart would say something that somehow turned out to be actually helpful, but in a way where no one would realize that it was actually helpful.
Yeah, yes!
That's the kind of thing that would happen in this story, if only I could write them.
Yeah! Right. So, insert Bart saying something accidentally prophetic here or whatever.
Something like that.
Yeah. Like, I don't know, maybe he just has a crush on you, dude.
Or something. Something like that. Probably it'd be funnier. Whatever.
It'd be funnier. I'm not that funny.
Yeah,
me either. But yeah, so then, like, it would have to reach a breaking point, because, like...
Yes.
I don't know.
And that would presumably involve an event.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm trying to think what that could be. Like, it wouldn't be... It wouldn't, like... Because, like, an obvious choice would be, like, Tim says something that, like, Khan recognizes is, like, reveals that, like,
but Tim's not that dumb.
Exactly, but that's the problem. It's like, that's what I would normally say would happen in this situation, but Tim is way too smart to mess up.
Yeah.
So...
See, I think it would have to be a thing where, like, he had to. Like, it would...
Right.
But I don't know what that would be.
Yeah.
Also,
yeah,
I'm like, not sure how, like, how independently this would happen. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know if Tim would talk to Lex about any of this. Or, like, what would happen there.
I mean, presumably he would go to Lex at some point.
Right.
Like.
I'm just, like, I'm not sure what their actual relationship would be like.
Sidebar. What would their actual relationship be like? Because, like.
This kind of involves the how did they meet thing. Which we don't have an answer for.
Yes. Well, how would they meet? I mean, maybe, I don't know. Tim's a really, like, smart kid. Maybe he attends some, like LexCorp, like, lecture or something, or, like,
yeah, event. I don't know.
And, ooh, maybe he's, like, he's on vacation with his parents, like, in Metropolis. And, like, he, and, like, they're at some, like, you know, his parents are, like, socialites, right?
Or basically. Something. They're wealthy-ish.
They're wealthy. Yeah. Whatever. And so maybe they're at some, like, you know, museum or exhibit opening or something, like, sponsored by Lex. And, like, something happens and, like, someone, like, and, like, Lex is there and, like, something happens and somebody, like, attacks, like, the event, like, a, I don't know, maybe Clark, like, crashes it because he, like, thinks Lex is doing something evil or something. Don't give me that face, what does that mean?
I'm just, I don't know, that, I don't know,
like, and then, like, Lex does something that, like, is, like, no, and, like, it, like, you know, like, crushes him with kryptonite or something, hey, that, and then, like,
okay, maybe it would be better if somebody actually evil did
okay.
something,
okay,
and then
fine.
Lex saved everybody because Superman didn't show up, which
right.
is totally a thing that could happen.
Yeah, that was more along the lines of how it went in my mind, so yes.
Lex
is
occasionally capable of doing stuff like that, and
right.
he'd probably be like, he'd be like, if it's in a museum, he'd probably be like, okay, he was about to, like, step on that ancient Greek vase.
Yeah, right?
So, like, super annoying.
Yeah.
So I shot him.
Yeah. Right? And, like, I feel like Tim would be, like, charmed by this. Like...
Yes. I mean...
Like,
he would... That is definitely, like, if he was... He'd have to be pretty young.
He was so young when he went to the...
Right.
When
like,
he went to the circus, though.
Tim kind of, like, imprints... Like.
Right, exactly. So, like, if he was young here, like, say he was, like, 4 or 5?
Maybe a bit older than that. Maybe
okay,
like
6 or 7.
Whatever, you know.
But, yeah, no, yeah. But he was younger than that when he went to the circus.
Well, see, I don't know.
He was, like, whatever. A little kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, so if he's, like, 7, and, like, he's, like, really smart kid, and, like, actually, his parents are there just for, like, social reasons, but, like, he's, like, interested in the actual, like, I don't know, say, exhibit on ancient Greek vases.
Or whatever.
Or whatever. And, like, Lex, Superman never shows up, so, like, Lex saves
presumably
all of, like,
Superman
this...
is, like, saving people from a tsunami or something.
Whatever, he's rescuing kittens. So...
Probably not actually rescuing kittens. But okay.
Shut up, I'm totally gonna pretend he's rescuing kittens.
I bet that's a thing Lex says to him, like, all the time.
It totally is! You know it is! Oh, were you too busy rescuing kittens? Like,
possibly not quite like that.
He would make it sound slightly less petty.
But Lex is a deeply petty person.
No, he so is. He so is. Which is why he would put it like that. Absolutely. Not exactly like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Tim would totally, like, be impressed by this because, like, yeah. Lex is, like, a really fair smart, enough. Influential dude. And so then, like, when they went back to Metropolis, he would, like, do all this research on Lex, and then, but then, maybe he comes, he's, like, he sees how he, like, fights Superman, and I feel like he would be, like, you're doing this in a really inefficient way.
Yeah.
You could do this more efficiently.
Maybe. I don't know, see, that's tricky, because if you, like, went to Lex with that.
Yeah.
Then, like, that would kind of possibly force Lex into recognizing that he is, which just kind of ruins the whole thing, you know?
Mm, that's true. But I feel like, I don't know, maybe Lex dismisses it. I mean, he has, his blind spot is Clark, you know? Like,
no.
Well, not blind spot, but like,
I know,
his emotions for Clark, you know?
No, totally. But maybe it would be better if Tim didn't, like, say that right away.
Okay. No, but, like,
that would kind of force, like, because then either, like, that would force Lex to confront that, or Lex would dismiss him, therefore not leading to a relationship.
Right, right. So, like...
But also, like, what about, how is Tim, what about his, like, parents and stuff? When does this happen?
He tracked down Batman, who's, like, 12.
Yeah, but, like... Okay, maybe they moved to Metropolis.
Yeah, his dad gets a new job and gets a job in Metropolis.
That would help. And then, like, at some point, Tim should get, like, an internship.
Yes.
Like, a really young internship?
No, well, I think... Oh, you know what he should do? He admires Lex, and he totally, like... And he totally, like he wants to, like, apply for, like, a LexCorp internship, like, age be damned. So he, like... fills out all this paperwork and, like, writes a paper and everything, and, like, and they're all, like, really impressed, and he just, like, lies about his birth year.
I don't know how well that would work.
Or something. Tim would fake the paperwork.
Okay, but, like, also, like, does Lex at some point adopt him? Is that what we're saying? Like, because his parents could die.
Right.
That happened.
That happened.
Or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, his parents died, like, after he was, like, after he, like, became Robin. So, like, yeah. So, I don't know, like, sometime shortly after, I don't know, maybe, We're still having a problem connecting Tim becomes fascinated with Lex Luthor.
Right.
Becomes
his
protégé.
See, I think instead of the internship thing, maybe he would just, like, okay, and see, like, possibly instead of being like, you are not pursuing Superman if it is.
Oh, yeah, no, you need help!
Or you need better security.
Yeah.
Because I just got in here.
Yeah, yeah, right? Something like that. It would be something about, like, Superman, I think. Like,
possibly a bit. But, like, it couldn't be too forward.
Right.
Or something. That's not a good word for it, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, no, but it would be like...
But, like, yeah, I just, and I don't know if the internship thing, because, like, that doesn't lead to, I don't know.
Yeah, no, you're right. That's too far down in the company. He has to go directly to Lex.
Right.
And
I think also, I mean, also there is the hilarious Smallville Lex has horrible security thing.
That's true! No, it's totally about his security, you're right. So, like, as a 12-year-old, he, like, breaks into LexCorp and, like, gets to, like, Lex's penthouse. And, like, yeah. And manages to, like, as, like, a 12-year-old kid, like, Lex comes home and he's, like, sitting on his couch being like, you should probably have better security. I could be Superman.
Not that would... But, you know, something
yeah,
like that.
Right. But, you know, like... Or I could just be...
I mean, like, Superman does not need to do that.
Okay, that's true.
A spy
true.
Or
yeah.
something.
Yeah. I could be, you know, like, what if I, you know, wanted to do anything other than, you know, steal your popcorn and watch stuff on your TV? Like...
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
So, yeah. And so Lex would just be like, how old are you?
Right.
You'd be like,
see, and I think, like, they could definitely have a weird kind of, like, working relationship for a little while.
Right.
And then, like...
And then, like, you know, maybe, like, a year later or something, like, Tim's parents get killed. Maybe it has to do with the super... With the, like, superhero community. Maybe it doesn't.
Yeah, I don't really know how it would, so... Yeah. Whatever.
But, like, somehow Tim's parents die.
Also, I think probably, Lex would definitely be saying a bunch of stuff in the media about how, like, Superman... All his stuff about how Superman is, like, preventing the human race from progressing, etc., etc.
Yeah.
Which, like, Lex kind of doesn't believe. Like,
right.
The fact is that that's sort of true. But, like, the reason Lex is saying it is not because it's true. It's because right. he has a thing against Clark.
Right. Right.
But Tim would probably kind of buy that. Because yeah. it is also sort of true.
Yeah. Right. Right. And I don't think he would know Lex well enough at that point to, like,
exactly.
correctly interpret those comments.
Eventually figure that out.
Right. But not until he was older.
Right. But, and I think also that, like, Lex does not realize that people sort of genuinely, like, that he is a likable person.
Right.
Because Smallville Lex, even if he is evil, like...
He does have low self-esteem.
Like, he has a particular kind of low self-esteem that is only in certain areas.
Right.
He's
very, like, self-deprecating.
Right, it's basically because his dad is a huge dick and nobody likes him, you know?
Right.
But, like, he's an incredibly likable person who, nevertheless, everyone hates. So he thinks he's not likable.
Right, because... Smallville writers
everyone is dicks. Yeah. Everyone in the world of Smallville is basically a dick. That is just how it works.
Y'all should know that Alex, like, watches Smallville through this very, very tight lens of, like, it is all about Lex, and Lex is the only important thing, and everything is through the lens of Lex's eyes. And anything
And everyone
that...
else is a dick.
Yeah.
That's basically... my opinion about Smallville.
Exactly.
Like, Chloe is usually not a dick, but that is just mostly she is okay when she is not interacting with Lex. Sometimes she's okay when she is interacting with Lex. That one time she had a truth serum and asked him what he wanted, and then he said he wanted his dad to love him, and in that moment she was a dick. Yeah. But otherwise, I'm okay with Chloe.
Yeah.
Everyone else is a dick.
Yeah.
Because Tim hanging out, because Lex is, like, a charming and, like, if he was, you know, he would be fairly nice to Tim, because
right.
he would have no reason not to be.
Right, and also I think he'd be fairly, like, bemused in, like,
oh,
an
totally.
Interested way
totally
of,
bemused,
like,
and he'd
this,
be like,
I come home and this random 12-year-old is sitting on
right.
my couch eating popcorn.
And they would develop
popcorn.
Some kind
Why?
Of, like, thing where they'd meet occasionally, and
right.
Lex would, like,
and
be,
I think,
like, give him cool stuff that,
right.
like, Tim
and
was
I think,
actually interested
and I feel
in,
like,
and,
Lex
like,
might, if Tim was, like, really, like, you know, obviously, like, it wouldn't be super hard to figure out that, like, Tim was, like, kind of, like, abandoned by his parents, like, you know, they don't really give him all that much attention or anything. He was kind of like,
right.
you know,
and
poor
so,
little rich boy. And I feel like Lex would super identify with that.
Right. Although, like, he wouldn't feel, like, qualified to help Tim out
no,
with that.
No, but I
he
think
still
he would,
would.
I think he still would because he would, like, identify so much of himself in that. And he
yes.
would, like...
But the point is, like, so, you know, Tim would, like, genuinely like Lex as a person, and Lex would be totally weirded out by that.
Right.
And not really realize that for,
exactly.
like, a long time.
Exactly. And, like, not, yeah, he would just be totally, like, not know what to do with that. But anyway,
yeah, I guess Tim's parents would die, I guess.
Yeah.
And
so,
then, like,
Tim's parents
point...
would die, and he has no living relatives.
Yeah.
And so, like, but at
I,
that point...
I feel like Tim would have to actually, like, ask Lex.
No, but Tim totally would.
No,
because
no,
he's
no,
Tim.
Like, I'm just
so,
saying.
So, like
he would.
I feel like...
And Lex would be like, what? What do you... Why do you want that? I mean, I can get you some, like, rich parents or whatever. And
yeah.
Tim would be like, no, I mean, like, I like you.
Yeah.
And Lex would be like, what?
Yeah, right? Right? Yeah. So, like, Tim would be like, what, like, 13 by this point or something?
Something like that.
Like, yeah. And I feel like he'd be like, yeah, like, I mean, you know, my parents... left me a shit ton of money, like, I don't have to go into the foster system or anything, I can, like, pay people to, like, be my guardian, but, like, I like you.
Can you do that?
Probably not, but it's a superhero universe.
Okay, whatever.
I don't know.
I don't think that's how it works, but sure. But Tim could pay, like,
no.
Illegally.
No, but he could do it anyway, because he's like, Tim.
He did that, I think.
Yeah, no, I think he actually did that in the comics, didn't he?
He paid someone to pretend to be his uncle, I think.
He did do that. Yeah. So, but Bruce did eventually adopt him, so.
Yes.
Anyway. But yeah, so like, yeah, he would just be like, yeah, but like, I want, like, you know, would you? Like, I like you, please.
Possibly that would be, like, the only point at which Tim would actually say that, like, he
liked him. Yeah, right.
Because they're both, I mean, he's not going to be, like, I mean, I feel like he would act in a way where to a normal person that would be fairly obvious.
Right, right.
But Lex is not a normal person.
Right.
And Tim is not exactly going to, like, normally just, like, say anything like that.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I think that, I don't know, like,
but yeah.
Is there anything in that Coke? No. Damn it. Okay, hang on. But yeah, like, so anyway, so Lex adopts Tim.
Right.
And, so Lex adopts Tim. And then, so Tim's already been, like, consulting on his, like, security stuff.
Yeah, and maybe, like, and then they'd start, like, I don't know, and then, like, when does Superboy show up? Because that's important.
That's true. So.
And also, does Clark die? Is that part of it? Because that's, like, so much stuff. This is complicated.
Wait, when does Clark die?
Well, like, in the comics, Khan shows up when Clark is dead.
Oh, right, I forgot about that.
But we could.
No, I think in this, we're just gonna say that, like, Tim, or, Khan breaks out of Cadmus. But I think instead of when he breaks out of Cadmus, I think maybe, Clark, like, finds him.
Yeah, that would make sense. And then they would have a more,
like, right
thing where, well, also and then, it would help that Clark wasn't dead at the time, so.
Right, exactly. But. So if Clark wasn't dead and he, like, found Khan immediately after he broke out of Cadmus, then, like, I think Khan would, like, imprint on him, like, more
well,
as, like, a
maybe
father
Clark,
figure, and
depending
Clark.
Depending on Clark, well, it actually, I think it would just have to be that Clark found him in a situation where he felt a little more responsible and,
exactly.
Like, was a bit less confused.
Right, right, basically in a situation where Clark wasn't a douche nozzle. Yeah. So.
I just made a face that suggests that that is never the case.
That is Alex's default, like, Clark, that Clark has brought up face, basically, in a context in which he is not there explicitly to make Lex happy. That sounded kind of dirty. I didn't mean it that way.
Well.
No, but like.
Anyway.
Yeah. So.
But yeah, I mean.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so meanwhile, like, Clark brings a Khan home. And so.
Or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, and then I guess.
So, Khan was born at 16, right?
Something like that.
Yeah. So, we'll say, so after Tim's parents died, like, fast forward a few years, like, now they're, like, in high school. And so, yeah. So, that works for our timeline.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
I hate timelines.
Yeah. So they're, like, going to high school together, and then, yeah, and Khan's, like, living with Clark.
Although probably, I feel like, well, maybe that would be too suspicious. Like, Tim might transfer to Khan's high school.
Yeah.
Like, from a
no,
fancy private school.
Right, because I'm sure he would be going to a fancy private school.
Yeah.
I bet.
Like, he would have to do it, like, he would have to come up with a reason and do it
he
not
would,
in the middle of the year or anything.
Right.
But
they would,
that could work.
Right. Like, he would find out about Khan pretty quickly. Like, Because, I mean, clearly Lex knows Clark's identity.
Right. Although, Clark does not think he knows, because Clark's a dumbass. And also because Lex hasn't been, like, revealing that he knows.
Right.
Which, like, clearly if he were actually, you know, it's kind of, in a way, reasonable for Clark to think that he doesn't know because he's never used it, you know?
Right.
And Clark right. doesn't and I think, understand why he wouldn't.
Right. From Clark's point of view, he's like, well, if he knew who I was, he would, like, attack me as Clark Kent. Because right. Clark does not understand the depth of Lex's feelings for him.
Right. I mean, and also that would, like, actually be to like, attack his family or something would actually be the best way, anyway.
Right. Yeah. I mean, like, I think Clark would just assume that Lex would, like, attack Martha or something. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so Khan would show up, and that would immediately pop up on Tim's, like, radar, basically. And so Tim would be like, I must find out more about this, like, dude. And then, like, Superboy would start showing up in fights, and it would be like, right. you know, the connection would be, like, really obvious for, like, yeah. Lex and Tim. They'd Definitely. Be like, duh. So Tim would just be like, I feel like Tim would, like, go to Lex and be like, I must do research.
Recon.
Yeah, recon. Recon is needed. So I need you to transfer me to this.
He'd get himself kicked out.
Yes, he would. He so would. Because I was gonna say he'd get Lex to spin some PR excuse about like no
get himself kicked
no
out.
He totally you're right. He like he set fire to like the English building or something.
How do you set fire to the English building?
There's all that paper!
Yeah, but, like, it'd be much easier to, like, explode a chemistry lab.
I know, but I feel like Khan would be, like, reluctant to destroy science equipment.
But books are fine.
Books, Bess. You have feelings about books. I'm not sure Khan does.
Tim.
Sorry, Tim. Damn it. Right. Okay, fine. So
well,
he
I don't know. He'd do something bad.
He'd explode a chemistry lab, or maybe something. He blows up the gym.
Like a reference to Buffy?
Sure, why not? Lex is a geek.
No, I mean, I'm not saying that's out of the question. Or Wendy the Werewolf Hunter, which is the in-universe... That was
oh,
in...
Oh, right!
Whatever.
Yeah,
not
the
important.
Thing. Anyway, yes. So...
He'd do something.
He'd do something and get himself kicked out, probably involving copious amounts of property damage. So, he would transfer to the local public school. And then that is where the, like, you know...
Also, I feel like Lex would be really worried about Tim, like, acting out in the way that he did. Because Lex
yeah.
totally did stuff like that, like, genuinely.
Right.
But then Tim would be like, oh no, I just, you know, did that to get transferred.
Yeah, no, he totally like... wouldn't tell Lex about it beforehand. Like,
yeah. And then Lex
no,
would be
he'd
like,
just, like, do it.
You're, what?
Yeah, no, and he'd be like, oh my god, Tim, what? No, I'll just, like, pay them. I'll just, like, give the school a grant. I'll make it all better. I really hope you're not, and Tim is
and,
just like,
and
Tim's just like,
be, like, really worried about
yeah,
how he's
exactly.
being a bad parent.
No,
stuff,
and
like,
Tim would just be like, oh, dude, what are you talking about? No, I just meant to get expelled because I have to transfer to the public school because I needed a reason to transfer to the public school so that I could do recon on Superboy. And Lex is
like,
just like, oh.
So you're not, like, and then he'd, like, awkwardly try to discover whether Tim was, like, emotionally fulfilled.
Right?
I don't even know.
And Tim would, like, Lex asking Tim questions about whether he's, like, emotionally fulfilled. That would be... That's, like, comedy gold right there.
Oh, boy.
Anything involving Tim and emotions. Oh, my God. Yeah. Tim would just give him the biggest blank-eyed stare for, like, half an hour. Yeah. So anyway.
Cause, like, the thing about Tim, like, the thing about Lex, like, identifying with Tim is, like,
right.
like, Lex would totally be like, yeah, this kid is so much like me.
Yeah.
Tim is nothing like him.
No. Tim is like him in, like, 2 to 3 really superficial ways.
Right. So, like, Lex would take a while to,
Lex
like,
would, like, over-identify with him and, like, take
a
while
that
to...
would totally not make him not understand him sometimes. Although
right.
I do think, like, he would... you know, get him eventually.
Right.
It would just be, like, these moments where he, like, forgot and, like,
right.
did the identification too much.
Exactly.
Because Lex was totally a kid who, like, blew up science labs actually in order to get people's attention and stuff.
Right.
So.
Right. So, like, so yeah, so, whereas Tim has no need for that.
Right. Tim's fine.
Yeah, Tim's fine, in, sort of, in that way.
Yeah.
He does not have, like, self-esteem issues like Lex.
Right.
So Tim would then transfer, and then he would enact the sneaky, you know, force my math teacher to make me tutor Khan.
Right. He would probably, during the first meeting, act like he really didn't want to be doing that. Just for the sake of, you know,
right.
subtlety.
Yeah, exactly. Just to put up a token protest. Right. Yeah. And then on the inside, he's just, like, snickering. chuckling evilly. So, yeah. So, and then Q. And in the meantime, like, now, like, the past few years, he's been, like, helping Lex with his villainous activities as his sidekick person. Mm-hmm. So,
or whatever kind of thing.
Yeah, sort of.
Because, like, sidekick is not, because, again, like, they're right. not costumey people or whatever.
Right.
So yeah, helping out.
Yeah.
Deal.
Right. Right. So. Yeah. So, Q plan where they, you know, start getting into, like, fights and fighting each other and.
It'd probably just start, like, Lex wanted to do something and, like, Khan needed to be distracted. I think.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I agree that, like, yeah. Because you're right, it's not like, they're not like costume heroes with, like, big, like, fights in the sky or whatever, like, you know.
So then, like, definitely, like, Khan would kind of start thinking of Tim as, like, his nemesis, I
exactly.
think.
Exactly.
And then Tim would be like, okay, so, like, it's my function to try
yeah.
and distract him sometimes.
Right.
And he'd be like, this is boring.
Yeah.
I wanna, like,
right. So right. he needs
so
to
on.
Make it. Exactly. So that's how that would work. And, yeah. And so then, yeah. Is there, Does Clark Lex come into play here, or are we just not going to touch that?
Well, I mean, that's definitely going to happen sometime. That's always definitely going to happen.
Yeah, there is no universe that in which is thought up by Alex and I in which Clark Lex is not.
I mean, again, unless we're talking about, like, weird people who aren't really Lex, like in Lois and Clark or whatever. Because
well,
that dude isn't really Lex.
No, he's not Lex.
Anyway.
Yeah. No, but, like, yeah, the...
Yeah, so, but, yeah, I don't know, like, that's, I am not, like, I kind of feel like this is a story where TimCon happens, and that makes Clark and Lex have to talk to each other.
Yeah, I feel like...
It is one of those.
Yeah, definitely, like, I mean, well, and also, are we gonna, is Khan's parentage gonna come up here?
Shit, that's so confusing.
Because
fuck.
Like, because like if
oh that's odd
is
weird,
that awkward?
Weird.
Because
it's,
like
it's a little awkward.
Because like Tim is
awkward.
Lex's adopted
I
son.
I sort of forgot
and,
about
like,
that.
And like Khan is like biologically Lex's kid.
I don't know. I mean,
because
Tim doesn't care.
No, Tim wouldn't. Tim wouldn't give a shit. Tim would be like, oh, awesome.
Right. I like Lex.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But, like, I feel like Khan would still have, like, angst about, like, holy shit, Lex Luthor's, like, my bio dad now, but it would be, like, super different angst.
It'd be fucking weird.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Oh, I've got a headache.
Yeah!
Okay. Because, like, see, the problem with this is, like, when do people find out that Lex is his bio dad? Who finds out that he's his bio dad?
Tim would.
First?
Maybe.
Actually, that's plausible.
Because, like, I don't know, maybe he...
See, but okay, if Tim found out first, then he would tell Lex, and Lex would, like, freak the fuck out.
Yes.
And definitely not want to hurt him anymore.
It would, oh, what if that was the impetus that caused, like, Clark and Lex to talk?
Okay, I don't know. I'm just lost track of the structure of this story.
I think this is the sequel.
Maybe.
I think this is definitely the sequel.
Okay, yeah, that works. But so, but the fact is that if Khan and Tim are together, that would, I mean...
Right, that would fuck with Clark and Lex's dynamic, it's true.
Like, a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, Tim would have to, I mean...
Well, I mean, the only thing it would mean is that it wouldn't necessarily, because they could just be like, yeah, so, we're dating now, so, oh, BT-dubs, when does Khan find out, this is not the sequel anymore, when does Khan find out that Tim knows?
Right, that's
like,
the thing.
Like the psych theme, you know, I know that you know that I'm not telling the truth.
That, yeah.
It's like that, so like when...
Sure, so, it's like that best. What are you talking about? Anyway.
No, but like the...
Yeah, no, I get
it. But the, it's, never mind. Anyway.
Yes.
It's the whole, like, I know that you know that I'm lying, but you know that I don't know that you're done.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's just nodding now to make me shut up.
Okay. I know what you mean.
Yes. But like, so when do all the identity lies start crashing
down?
Well,
see, I feel, okay, so... Actually,
like, how do they actually get together?
I don't know. See, this is troublesome. actual major plot events sometimes hard.
Okay, so they've gotten to the point where, like, Tim is like training Khan.
Right.
Right, and so like.
See, okay, Tim would be fine with. This is Maybe Tim, okay, Tim at some point would realize that he had feelings for Connor.
Yes.
Tim might try to start dating Connor while
still fighting him. He totally would. Yes, he would. You're right.
And at some point that would have to, yeah. Like,
yeah.
Because Connor would be, like, meanwhile, Connor is definitely, like...
Connor's so conflicted.
Right. Connor's definitely, like, into Tim.
Yeah.
And like,
he is. But he doesn't know what to do about it. Because
no.
He's like, he's freaking out over here because he's like, I kind of actually like him. Like, I really like him. But he's like, evil. But he doesn't know that I'm like, yeah, but.
So like, he would want, like, Tim would maybe kiss Connor.
Yes.
In their school people.
Right.
School things.
Right.
And Connor would be like, okay, I'd like to say, but what about the thing where you're evil?
But right.
But I can't, because that would blow my secret identity.
Exactly. So, but then he's like, but I don't have any rational excuse other than that.
Which, obviously, like, he could just be, like, not interested, but he wouldn't do that? I don't think he would...
No, Tim's much more about the, like, Connor, yes. I'm tired. Connor is much more about, like, the instant gratification.
Right. There's like, that too. He'd just be kind of like, kissing is happening.
Yeah, exactly. like Connor would just be like, whoa, kissing is happening. Kissing is happening with somebody that I'm into. Okay, we can do this.
Right.
And then like... Except then, like, 2 minutes later, he'd be like, wait.
Right. his
brain would come back online and he'd be like, oh shit, he's evil.
And by that point, he'd be like, I don't know, I feel like he'd only have that thought after, like, he'd done enough enthusiastic kissing
to, like,
be, like, a tool, and
exactly,
he was like, oh, we can't do this.
Exactly. Because, like, you know Khan's brain's gonna go offline when Tim kisses him, and by the time it comes back online, there's no, like, plausible deniability about interest there.
So then they, like, just start sort of dating in this way where, like, Tim is like, hey, you should do this, and
yeah.
Khan's like... Yes.
Yeah.
And then, like, Tim's just, like, totally cool with it.
Yes.
And then something has to happen.
What happens? My brain. I have a headache.
Yeah, I'm feeling a little running low on things in my head.
What would happen? I don't know. Something happens.
Because, like, okay, that couldn't really last too long.
No, that...
Although, Okay, so I feel like Khan could stumble through that kind of thing for a while.
Yeah.
Like, about a month, maybe?
Yeah, at least a few weeks.
Meanwhile, Clark and Lex would both be really confused. I think.
Yes.
In different ways.
Would Tim tell Lex that he's dating Khan?
Well, okay, see, Lex would know. I mean,
he'd know that Tim was dating somebody. Would he know that he was dating Khan?
Wouldn't he have people, like,
that's true. He would have surveillance on Tim. That's
like,
true.
Shit like that.
That's true. Yeah, Lex would have surveillance on him. That's definitely true.
So, like, I don't know, like, Lex would be like, so what are you doing? And Tim would be like, oh, we're dating. And, like, think that was fine.
And yeah, and Lex would be like, Lex would be like, record scratch! What?
Yeah, this would be a thing where Lex would just kind of be like, I don't get you,
yeah,
kid. You are so weird.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
no, and he'd be like, but we just, like, fought them yesterday. And Tim's like, yeah, it's totally cool.
Yeah, it's two different things.
Yeah.
The end.
Yeah. No. And Lex is just like, bizarre. Like, okay then.
And I don't know if he'd, like, do anything about it.
No, but he would just be, like, super...
Well, be careful?
Yeah, he'd just be, like, super bemused. Khan wouldn't tell Clark.
That's probably true. But, I mean, Clark might also, you know, Clark has the spying.
Yeah, yeah. But would he spy on Khan? I don't know, that might, like, breach his,
Clark
like...
Clark would find out at some point. And then,
he
like...
He would.
Yell. And not handle it well, and no. Come and be like, ugh, fine, you're such a douchebag, and, like, stomp off and, like,
right.
Somehow be more determined to date him, even though he was, like, really confused about what the fuck was going on.
Right. Yeah, no, Clark would, like, do something, I don't know.
Clark would be mad at him in an unreasonable, like, in a, you know, like,
not... In a unreasonable,
but
this has more to do with my unresolved feelings for Lex.
Also
than...
in an understandable way where he's, but also where he's just kind of, like, he doesn't really know how to do this.
No.
But, like, it would just, Khan would then, like, get hoppy and, like, rebellious. And,
right.
Like, sort of, like.
It would totally just make Khan contrary.
Right.
And, like. Totally, totally way
that would
more
be
invested
like,
in the relationship.
Like, possibly that would be the first time Khan, like, asked Tim to do something.
Yeah.
Because he's just like, it's Clark.
Yeah, right.
Or whatever.
Yeah, he would, like, immediately, like, go over to Tim's place. Like, actually show up at Lex's door.
And Lex would be like... Hi.
Yeah.
What the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
Not that he would say that, and he would be pretty good at hiding it, because obviously he's still not, like, but internally he'd just be like,
yeah.
And meanwhile, like, Khan would do that, and, like, show up and be like, ha, so I'm doing this, and then, like, 20 minutes later be like, wait, what the fuck am I doing?
Yeah, right, like, 20 minutes later he'd be like, holy shit, I'm sitting on Lex Luthor's couch, what is going on?
Yeah, possibly they'd actually have, like, awkward meet the parents dinner.
Oh my god, that would be beautiful!
And,
Clark
like, make
and Lex.
Small talk.
Oh my god.
Well, no, like, Clark wouldn't show up then.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm just thinking, like,
no,
Connor
like,
would show up,
right.
And Lex would be like, internally, like, what the fuck is going on?
Right.
But externally, he'd just be like, oh, hi. I guess you're dating my son. You should stay for dinner.
Yeah, oh, Lex like totally would.
And then, like, it's possible, like, okay, so here's what would happen.
Mm-hmm.
Connor would show up and only Tim would be home.
Yes.
And then they'd make out for a while.
Right, and then
And then 20 minutes later, Lex would come in, and then Con would realize, what the fuck am I doing?
Right.
And then Lex would be like, hello, you should stay for dinner.
Yes.
Polite, and, you know, because he's Lex.
Right.
And then, like, he would, and they'd be, like, awkward, but, like, Lex would be perfectly polite to him.
Yeah.
And everything. Like...
Yeah, and Connor would just be like, I don't know what to do with any of this.
Although, Lex would also be, like, slightly unnerved by, like, Tim's persona.
Right.
Because he wouldn't have really seen that.
Right, right. Yeah, because Tim would totally be in his school persona.
Right. Which is, like, sort of him, again.
Yeah.
Like, it's not exactly not him. But,
no, it's just slightly different.
Like, sort of friendlier or
right,
maybe
more
slightly
open,
dumber.
Yeah, right.
Not that he's dumb, he's tutoring, but you know, not would, a weird tactical genius person.
No, he would just seem like a smart kid instead of like a super genius.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but so that would go like fine.
Yeah.
And then Khan would leave even more confused.
Yes, so confused. So confused. And then, yeah. And then he would go home and he would not tell Clark that
no,
he just like, did dinner at Lex's.
Right, because he'd just feel weird and, like, also that wouldn't achieve anything, obviously.
No.
Clark would just, like, yell at him more.
Would Lex, like, call Clark after that? Like, and be like, so,
I don't think so. I mean, that's, I, maybe, but I don't think so.
No, I don't. No, perhaps not, you're right.
Although, like, I don't know, like, Lex, I feel like at this point Lex is kind of hanging on to a life plan that is clearly doomed.
Yeah. yeah.
I don't know. I just don't, like, even if he just, like, pretended he was talking to Clark and he didn't know he was Superman, there's just so much no way that could go well.
No.
I'm like, nothing he really has to say to him.
No, you're right, you're right. But yeah, so...
See, and again, at some point, a thing would happen.
Yeah, something would happen, and then... And then, and so then, yeah, like Tim would be forced to reveal to Khan, like, oh, by the way, I've, like, known your identity the whole time.
Right. Possibly this would involve Khan, I don't know, like, maybe it would be that Khan would realize about the training.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think you're right, like, I think Khan would be like, wait, you're doing this, why are you doing this? And Tim would just be like, oh, because I care about you. And Khan would just be like, why? I don't know, like...
Maybe? I don't know. I'm just not sure. Like, and I also feel like, sort of just for the sake of, like, this being a story, there
yeah.
could be, like, something a little more than, like, a conversation. Like...
Well, this could be, like, during the middle of a fight.
Yeah. But you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Kind of. Like, possibly. I just, like,
I think dramatic emotional conversation in the middle of, like, a fight is...
Yeah, I guess.
Is dramatic enough. But, like...
That's true. I don't know. All of my mental conversations happen in the middle of fights. So, pretty much just, like... You know what I mean. Not mental, you know. Fanfiction conversations.
Yes, I know what you mean. But your brain is just stuck in permanent foyer mode, so I think that's just an offshoot
it's
of
just
that.
Me. Anyway.
So yeah, like, so then, like, yeah, so they would be, like, fighting, and then Khan would be like, wait, why are you trying to help me?
Like, somehow it would be, I don't know how the training fighting thing would work exactly.
No.
Although I might be able to come up with something given some time.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, somehow this would be more obvious.
Yeah.
Like, more obviously, perhaps, a reaction to something that had recently happened.
Right.
And then, yeah, but I don't know if, like, would Tim just be... Tim would probably give the excuse thing. Like...
The,
like, oh, well,
oh,
it's
yeah.
for me, or something.
Right.
But, like, maybe Khan wouldn't buy that at that point.
Yeah,
I think that's fair enough.
I think at that point...
Khan is dumb, but he has a certain amount of emotional intelligence.
Right, exactly. Like, I mean, yeah, like Khan is really, I mean, he's more emotionally in tune in a certain way than Tim is, like.
Well, I mean.
I mean, obviously,
yeah,
but like.
But I would say then Clark, too.
Yeah, no, that's accurate. Like, yeah, Clark is not good with emotion, generally. Like, he's
what
really.
What the fuck is Clark good with, really? Punching stuff. Being a douche. Okay, that's enough for me.
Alex's Superman hate comes out again. So, yeah. Like, Yeah, so...
But yeah, like I think possibly at that point, Khan would have enough sort of...
Yeah.
...stuff to, like, be like, no, okay. And then...
Okay, no.
Good. At this point, the training would be working. So right. Khan would be able to, like, actually, like, grab him and, like,
make them
have a conversation.
Yeah, that's good.
So then they'd like, be like, no, okay, like, we have to talk right now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That gives it a nice turning point.
Yeah, oh, yeah. That's good. That's good. And so then, like, you'd, like, make him talk. And, like, there would be, I don't know exactly how that conversation would go.
No.
But, like, there would be a point in that conversation where it would be, like,
Khan would sort of put it together enough.
Khan would sort of put it together enough that, like, Tim feels it's, like, prudent for him to, like, reveal, like, oh yeah, I've known your identity this whole time.
Right.
And Khan is kind of, like, that stops him, kind of, in his tracks, because he's like, what?
Right. And then they, like, do more talking. I don't know.
Well, I mean, I think Khan would be kind of angry about that. Like, he would need time to process that.
So I think... And the other thing is that Tim's, personality boxes would be a bit punctured.
Yeah, totally. Like, his... would
kind of...
His personality boxes are suddenly, like, there's, like, holes in them, and they're all leaking together into a big puddle.
It's a really necessary extended metaphor.
Yes, it was.
Also, the boxes are apparently full of liquid. His personalities are liquid.
Yes, they are.
Okay. Yes. But so, yeah, which like, would kind of, like, I think that leaves him a little unsure how to behave.
So Tim would be slightly shaken and Khan would be all, like, angry and fly off to, like, process. Meanwhile, Clark and Lex are totally still fighting, like, oblivious to the fact that, like, this whole thing just happened.
Right.
Oh
my god. I don't know.
Clark and Lex would be so oblivious. Oh my god.
And then there has to be some time.
Yeah.
And then, like, they talk about it.
Right.
And, like, they both kind of...
So then they'd see each other in school, and they'd, like, avoid each other for a while.
Right.
And then they'd have another tutoring session. Teacher-mandated tutoring session.
Mm-hmm.
And Tim would just be like, so, are you just gonna, like, be mad at me forever? And Khan would just be like, how can you be so nonchalant about this whole thing? And then they would, like, talk more.
Right. But also Tim, again, still kind of weirded by not sure who he's being right now.
Exactly. Yeah, and I think maybe throughout this conversation, like, Tim would kind of, like, drop some of his, like, school persona.
Or something, yeah.
Yeah, and start to, like, actually show Khan, like, you know.
Right. So, like, they could settle all that pretty easily, given some time.
Yeah.
Which just leaves the whole thing of, like, how that is super kind of weird for Clark and Lex. Like,
yeah.
Like, first of all...
Okay, so there's like, the main story arc.
Yeah, possibly that story would end on a, like, what are we going to tell our parents?
Yeah, right.
Which is a good question, because, like, Khan can't really explain what's going on without saying that Tim knew.
Right.
Which Khan doesn't really have a reason not to say.
Right.
But, then, you know, obviously then...
That was just, like...
know that Lex knows.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah.
Which would be annoying for Lex.
Yes. Because Alex sees everything through Lex's eyes. Yeah, like...
I just feel like it is one of my headcanons also that, like, Lex is just, like, waiting for the perfect moment to, like, reveal that he knew about Clark in a way that will be, like...
maximum drama.
Or annoying or, yeah. Like, hurtful.
Right.
So, like, if he never gets to it all, he'd be, like... super put out.
Maximum impact. Actually, that would be a great, like, plot point where, like, Khan's forced to tell Clark that, like, so we're dating, and, yeah, by the way, Luther knows our identities, and, like, Clark would, like, storm over in a huff to, like, Lex's penthouse and be like, what the shit, you know who I am, and Lex would be like, God damn it, I was saving that for maximum dramatic impact.
Exactly.
And then and Lex would just be like super annoyed by this, and Clark would be super annoyed, and then they would just like be really annoyed at each other, and then
right.
And then
one of them, or like, actually this is probably the point at which like Tim would be like, oh yeah, by the way, like, Lex is totally in love with a Clark. Lex won't admit this, but I know it because I'm smart. And Connell would be like, ah, what? And freak out.
Yeah.
And they'd, like, start parent-trapping.
Yes! They'd start parent- Oh! And in the process of, like, the, like, researching stuff for the parent-trapping, Con's parentage would come out.
Yes.
And then
Con would get super freaked out about the semi-incestuousness. And
right.
Tim would be like, dude,
exactly.
No problem.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Tim would be like, dude, we're not actually blood related. Like, chillax.
Yeah. Not that Tim says chillax ever. But.
No. But.
Obviously, we have been. Yes. Anyway.
Yeah. Shut up, Alex. This is oral, not fic.
I know.
So. So, like. Yeah. So then, yeah, so then, like, Khan's parentage would come out, and then, yeah, and then,
right.
Yeah, Khan...
And I think maybe Khan was kind of dubious about the whole getting together thing up until
right.
that point, where, like, after dealing with the whole what-the-fuck incestuousness thing,
yeah.
he would be like, getting together now!
Yeah, he'd be like, no, so... but, like, it's actually parent-trapping now!
Right.
So, yeah. Yeah, and then, like...
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Oh, did your lens fell off? Fall out again.
Yeah, I don't even know where it is.
Ugh. So anyway, yeah, that, like, that, and then at the end, Clark and Lex get together.
Right.
And Tim and Con are together.
And everything's lovely.
Everything is lovely. The only sad thing is that we'd miss out on lovely foyer fights.
Yeah, that is more sad for me than you.
Probably. Alex just wants them all to punch each other forever. So yeah, the end.
Wow, how long did we spend talking?
I don't know, let's see. Like an hour and 17 minutes.
That's cool.
Okay, I'm gonna turn it off now.
Okay. Don't say anything.